El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills and Fletcher Hills. First, the neighborhood read. Granite Hills sits in the southern part of El Cajon and earns a genuinely decent safety profile, about 26 crimes per 1,000 residents annually, with violent crime around 3.5 per 1,000. That's lower than much of central El Cajon. Residents describe it as quiet, suburban and stable, think tree-lined streets, families who have been there for years, a low-key pace. The gripes are typical, occasional vehicle theft, some property crime, nothing alarming. Fletcher Hills, just north, gets a similar read, quieter than average for El Cajon, hillside homes, solid schools nearby. This is mid-tier East County at its most livable. Now the rentals. Zillow pegs El Cajon's typical rent at $2,275/mo as of July 2026, up just 0.1% year-over-year, essentially flat. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for El Cajon, it's a smaller city and their coverage is thin here, so Zillow is your best benchmark. Onto real listings from RentCast. Your best shot at a house with garage space, 480 Jamacha Road, Unit 27, $2,100/mo, 2-bed/2-bath, roughly 913 square feet, that's under Zillow's typical rent. Call to confirm garage access. Next up, 390 North 1st Street, Unit 9, $2,500/mo, 2-bed/2-bath. And 130 East Washington Avenue, $2,595/mo, 2-bed/2-bath, about 880 square feet. The outlier, 15,420 Old Highway 80, space 187, $3,200/mo, 2-bed/2-bath, 1,280 square feet, larger footprint. But confirm lot/garage before you commit. If a house or ADU with a garage isn't available, here are two apartment fallbacks. Colonnade at Fletcher Hills, 2950 Fletcher Parkway, 4.2 stars on Google from 174 reviews, strong signal. East Winds Apartments, 1509 Granite Hills Drive, 3.0 stars, 2 reviews, too thin to trust. Stick with Colonnade if you go apartment. Tap below to see current availability and photos.